Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Mills, Round and Round. Like I always say, but it might be your first time listening, listen to Mars Mills. Check him out on Facebook. It's Mars Mills Experience. Okay, I know Mars will be all up in the Prince concert, Prince and MPG concert, as Prince Welcome to Chicago Residency dates begin on September the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And my friends, my Prince, my purple friends who are that reside in Chicago, and those of you that are flying to Chicago or driving to Chicago, please call in and share the excitement of the concert. The 24th is not far away. And for those of you who don't know, and if you don't watch The View, you will watch The View tomorrow. Guess who will be appearing on The View tomorrow? That's right, Prince. He will be appearing on The View tomorrow. Remember last time, he surprised surprised everyone. The only person that knew was Whoopi Goldberg. But you can check out the website, the show's website. Prince, Rosario Dawson, and a few other guests will be on The View tomorrow, Monday, September the 17th. Happy birthday. If today is your birthday, B.B. King, my dear friend, native Mississippian, king of the blues. Today is his birthday, 87th birthday. And also my friend, June Wee, who is owner of Ridgewood Alterations and Custom Tailoring here in Jackson, Mississippi. Today is her birthday also. So thank you. Call in and talk about Prince, the past Prince, the present Prince, his future, you know, dates. I think after Chicago, there's been talk of Detroit, and many of us know he's been working on dates in his hometown, and I just cannot wait until they come down south. Even though Prince and I have known each other since I was a little girl, because I talk about my story of being a Prince lover and loving Prince. I've been in awe of Prince since like 76, 77, when Soft and Wet came out. My older sister turned me on to Prince. She was loving Larry Graham at Graham Central Station and Ohio Players and a lot of other hot funk bands out then. And I was just born into loving music and fashion and beauty. And we loved listening to Prince play on WOKJ here in Jackson. And my sister immediately bought his album as soon as his first album came out. And I have been in awe of Prince since day one. And I literally became a pen pal, honestly, as a little girl in grade school. And even though we have never met in person, Prince has been such an inspiration to me. Really, his music, just the way he carried himself, and then his openness and bluntness. He's just been an inspiration. And those that work with him also, I have had a pleasure to meet many of his proteges and those whom he worked with in Minneapolis Sound. But it's just been an amazing thing. So this is really a beginning of a series of shows focusing on the man. Prince does not have his Hollywood walk of star yet. And that is something that we definitely need to, like, hardcore work on. We really do. And that is really important, really. But feel free to call in and talk about any and everything and all good things Prince and his proteges and people, places, things. Because I know my friends in the UK and in Australia and of course, here, we just love Prince. Worldwide love Prince. And so I thank my friends worldwide also that share so much information regarding Prince. I remember when 2010 came out, it was released a couple years ago, one of my friends mailed me a couple copies. And I'll forever remember that, and I owe that friend to send that friend something rare from over here in the States for sending me those two copies of 2010. Just simple things. People just don't know how cool it is to just do simple things. Here's Brown Mark, and I have a new song also about Andre Simone. Some of you might have heard it, called America. And it's really a fun, I'm a Romney. I'm voting for Romney and Paul. I'm a big fan of the Obamas, and I love Andre Simone. Have loved him since the beginning, too, the whole band. I am so blessed to be able to network with all the original members, and many of you also, because they're all on Facebook and Twitter. But there's an amazing song. I'm just going to play it, but there's an amazing song that I just located on Prince.org. I created a new profile on the unofficial Prince website, Prince.org, and located a song by Andre Simone. And you can friend him on Facebook and tweet him at Andre Simone. But he has a new song called America, and it's a song inspired by the president. And also it's a fundraising song, too, because all the funds raised, all the sales from the song goes to the president's campaign fund. But I will be playing it also during the broadcast, okay, real soon. But here's Brown Mark, former member of the Revolution. Well, the Revolution's pretty much back together, aren't they? They performed in the early part of the year in Minneapolis. And if you're Facebook friends with me, And I've also been tweeting out and posting on Twitter and on my Tumblr blog videos from past and present of not only Prince and MPG, but Revolution, and also, you know, there's the old, there's the original MPG, and there's the current MPG. And so I've been posting and tweeting videos and articles regarding Prince current love of his life, Bria Valente. She has some awesome pictures that I've posted. Then also, you know, Manuela Testolini, happily married to Eric Benet, and they have a beautiful daughter. And then Mate, she's doing her awesome thing. So, you know, you all can, you know, call in if you would like and go to the chat room or just enjoy. You all know I can tell the basic biography of Prince just talking, but you all know how much I love to share the Wikipedia stories. But here's Brown Mark Skeletons.
Looking over the shoulder as a young boy, the freedom, the shadows, always caught up in the battles and fighting. His only example was a hard man, a drunk man. He was troubled and beat his mother. He didn't understand. He picked up and moved on.
smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempts, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitteringyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitteringyou.org.
Hola, soy Sandra. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de señor. Macho Bank me ayudó con excelente información durante mi vida. Mi bebé nace sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a Macho Bank y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Soon this little baby I'm sending to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Andre Simone's America. You can friend him on Facebook at Andre Simone. Also, tweet him at Andre Simone. And the only official Prince MPG Twitter handle is at Prince_MPG. For those of you that like to tweet like I do, that is the official Prince MPG Twitter handle, at Prince_MPG, so you can stay up to date with all things Prince. It's Andre Simone, America.
So
America. I purchased that song too. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the First Family anyway, but I'm a big fan of Andre Simone's also. Even though, yes, I am on Team Romney and Paul, but we're not talking politics today. But I love that song. It's so, I just love it. Don't you? You all check out Andre Simone and get that song yourself also and download it. It's an awesome song. And we have someone online who want to talk about Prince. Hello, my purple friend. Hello?
Hello,
my purple friend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. I'm in a purple good mood. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
So, so how are you doing with nothing? This is the... William Perez from your Facebook.
Mr. William?
Yeah.
Okay, you're
just
you're,
so formal. What is this with the Mr. William and Miss Nelson? I mean,
so
why can't we do this on the first name basis? I mean, it's so formal, you know what I mean?
you're a Prince fan. You love Prince too?
Yeah, I love Prince too. Yes, I do. Actually, I first saw his Purple Rain video. That's the video
uh-huh.
of the movie itself. I like Prince, you know. But I just really don't know much about him. I mean, he's a very private person, as you know. There's not really much to say about him except that he's a bit he's to himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, awesome musician. I mean, a lot of people just know good music and appreciate good music.
Oh, yeah, I love his music.
I've been in awe of Prince since I was a little girl, so I know a lot about Prince.
Do you know him personally?
But for people that don't, that really just like to appreciate good music,
uh-huh.
Prince is a great musician, an artist, and really that's why Prince is the way he is. He likes people to appreciate him for his art form and for his work.
Right. Do you know him personally, Ms. Nelson?
Yes. We've never met him personally. We've never met in person, but we know each other personally. We know each other, but we've never met in person. I've been to a Prince concert. I know a lot of and have met a lot of his proteges and people he's worked with in person.
Yeah.
But I've never been to one of his concerts either. It's kind of weird because I feel that if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If I never meet him a day in my life, and I do mean this, he has inspired me. But I don't mean him as a person. Because from the time I was a little girl and became a pen pal of his, and he's always networked with me and kept in contact with me with one another, then that's a good thing right there, because he has encouraged me and through his writing and the way he lived, and just knowing that we do know each other and we have our private ways of being in touch with one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to seeing this concert. I can't wait till it comes down south. A lot of my friends.
Oh, wait a minute. He has a concert coming out?
Yeah, that's what
when?
He's going to be on The View. What? He's going to be on The View tomorrow.
On The View?
On The View.
Oh, you mean
that talk show?
He's going to be on The View tomorrow, but in a couple weeks.
Oh, with Whoopi Goldberg and all that?
Yeah, but you remember last year he was in New York, remember?
Excuse me?
Remember when he was in your state last year?
I had no clue that he was even in New York.
He did Welcome to America concert tour last year, and he was he performed in New York at the he had a big press conference at the Apollo Theater, and then also he did this big like a bunch of concerts in California and L.A. And I think he did a couple shows in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. And he did some other shows on the East Coast. And
Who was I? I was in New York last year.
Last summer? Welcome to America. Because, you know, he's always in Europe presenting concerts. So he did the Welcome to America last year. He promoted 2010 heavily in Europe. And then Welcome to America, he came over and he did Welcome to America. So now he's back in the States. So he's kicking off another stint where he calls the concert date residency. When he doesn't come to town just to do one show. He pretty much does a series of shows. So he will be kicking off a series of concerts in Chicago on September 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then I think the next city will be Detroit. And I'm sure he's coming back to New York. But then also he had been working on a putting together a concert for where he's from, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. So we'll probably be hearing news about that also. I'm sure he'll be doing something at Paisley Park. I would love to go to Paisley Park. I posted pictures of Paisley Park today on a site from their Facebook page. His recording studio.
That's weird. I didn't even know they had a concert last year. Because
He had a whole concert in New York last year.
I was on the West Side, on the Upper West Side last year. Actually, I was living in the Upper West Side last year, and I close to Apollo Theater, and I had no idea that he had a concert.
He had the big press conference at the Apollo Theater. For a period of not only New York, but letting people know that he would be traveling to isolated dates. When an artist is isolated, they pretty much, let you know, like, they need to know basically when you go come into their town. So, get the phone in New York.
You're fading out, Mrs. Nelson. I can't hear you.
Yeah. They did a series of concerts
there you
in
go.
New York.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Kim Kardashian, you remember when Kim Kardashian got on stage?
Yeah.
And Prince told her to get off stage?
Oh. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
But that was one of those concerts in New York.
Oh. I don't even miss that.
Yeah, but this was last year. This is this year. He's starting and it's broken down into cities now. It's not just a Welcome to America. He's doing the cities. So he's doing Welcome to Chicago, like I said, on the 24th, beginning of the 24th.
Where in Chicago?
Yeah. And so that's, when he visits the view tomorrow, more than likely that's what he will be talking about.
Yeah.
His Chicago concerts and probably.
Well, we'll have to watch the rebroadcast of that show because I don't have a television. All I have is my PC monitor to watch. Shows and stuff like that, so I would have to watch the broadcast and like that.
Yeah, you probably can check it out online. Is there anything else you want to say about any Prince-related? Anything Prince-related?
See, like I said, I didn't know about that. Coming to America or Welcome to America, concert that you had last year. But if I had, I would have definitely bought tickets, you know what I mean?
The Facebook page is for the Chicago date. It's Welcome to Chicago. So if you I have it on my page, but then you could just search Welcome to Chicago, and that event page will come up. Yeah.
So, it's not really, like I said, it's not really much to say about him. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about him except a couple of his songs that I like.
And then not just Prince, but like the artist I just played, Andre Simone. He was one of the members of his original lineup. Andre Simone was one of his best friends growing up. That was a song I just played. And then before that was Brown March, who's a member of the Revolution.
Right.
So for us, this show is all about Prince and artists that Prince worked with. And it's the beginning of a series of shows because there's so much to talk about in regards to Prince. And then with his tour, with his tour, but I think his Welcome to get some food and food things going on. Yeah. So did you want to say anything else?
No. Right now, just to say. Well, and I don't know. I don't really want to say. I have nothing else to say.
Okay, well, you can stay on and listen. If you're not listening online, but a lot of Prince listeners want to hear some more Prince talk.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. If you play a couple of the songs, it'd be nice.
So, thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure.
Yep. You have a nice day, Miss Martin.
You too, thank you.
I'll probably stay online on the phone and listen to a couple of your songs.
Okay.
All right, well,
thank you.
Okay, you have a nice
week,
Miss Martin.
Okay, you too. Thank you. God
right.
bless.
All right. God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
God bless you.
God bless
you. That again was one of my favorite Facebook friends. And this is my stuff. Okay. Number one fan. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Oh, man, for real.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impact of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Public service announcement. You all listen. Here's an awesome remix from one of my SoundCloud friends, Captain Cadillac of Paris. And this is a remix called I Would Die For You. Prince.
Thank you.
to the show often are familiar with this cover tune by Morris Mills, Little Red Corvette. I have heard some awesome cover tunes recently, but, you know, I like to get the okay. Sometimes, you know, you can play and people like it. I haven't bumped into anybody yet that disagreed with me playing their music, but I like to get approval and permission and okay to play artists' music, at least let people know, hey, I'm playing your music. So, but Lil Red Corvette, if you are an avid listener of the show, then you're familiar with Mars Mills' cover of Lil Red Corvette. I would love to cover Free and Steal Away.
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden line. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and believing fast. I guess I must be done trying to park the bus before I say children some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, Little Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Corvette, you need to find the love that's gonna last. Get shit close, my eyes. We drew me to the place where your horses were free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, have you got enough gas? Oh, yeah, Little Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are. Little Red Corvette, you need to find a love that's gonna last, that's gonna last.
Honey, you got to slow down.
Andre Simone, and like I said before, tweet him on Twitter at Andre Simone. And you can't tweet Prince and MPG because our only official Twitter handle is Prince, capitalized letters, underscore MPG. And Prince and his band networks via that Twitter handle, Allie and many others. And awesome pictures. I was checking it out. Awesome pictures that they post. Definitely informative. Official Twitter handle. So if you're not following them, go ahead and follow them and network with them. Also, you would be surprised. And I was talking about the Revolution and Revolution Reunited earlier this year, and I'm looking at an article from earlier this year written by John Brim. I love him. John Brim, one of the first books that I read, bio books, that my Aunt Midra gave me a long time ago as a preteen, was a book written by John Brim. And it's still a book that I recommend people to read if they can get a copy of it, and it's called Purple Rain. And awesome book written by John Brim. But this is an article by John Brim of the Star Tribune, and it's about Bobby Z when he Bobby Z experienced a heart attack in the past couple of years, and he's, you know, back and doing his thing. But a big shout out to he and his wife, Vicky. But the article reads, and it was published on February 18, 2012, this year. Bobby Z reunites Prince Purple Rain band to keep the ribbon going in more ways than one. And it goes on to say that Bobby Z's heart stopped twice in the hospital. His family was summoned, so was his rabbi. But Z survived. Now, 12 months later, he's drumming, producing, and celebrating with the band that made him famous, Prince and the Revolution. Sunday night at First Avenue, the Purple Rain era lineup will be reunited. Dr. Fink, Brown, Mark, Wendy, Lisa, Bobby Z. They definitely did reunite. And I played Skeletons by Brown, Mark, and he's so awesome to network with. All of them are very awesome to network with. But Brown, Mark, and Wendy, and Lisa, they have some awesome pictures posted on their Facebook pages also of this this reunion. And Bobby Z and his wife, they're awesome to network with. All of them are. But I'm just saying, if you want to see pictures and hear video and see video, definitely network with all the original members of Prince band and also of the Revolution. Because I even network with Gail Chapman. She's awesome also. Big shout out to her. So that's why I said this is the beginning of just a series of shows, because looking forward to inviting artists and musicians that have or do work with Prince. You know, and like I said before, it's important for us to really get into hardcore campaigning for Prince to get his Hollywood Walk of Fame star. But back to this article, it says that, and Prince, out of respect, he might not come, Z said. It's not a diss, it's the opposite. Over the years, the Revolution has discussed getting together, but schedule got busy, and someday, said keyboardist Lisa Coleman, fellow Leo, we could have lost Bobby and lost the chance. It made us say no more waiting. Exactly. No more waiting to get that Hollywood Walk of Fame start, too. Their only reunion was in 2003 when the Revolution sent Prince did a cameo appearance at a Los Angeles charity gig organized by Sheila E. It seems so natural, Coleman said. Just kind of off one of the songs. I think they're so ingrained in our bodies. To prepare for the First Avenue show, the band has conducted meetings via email. Z calls it virtual rehearsing. But the players also were getting together this weekend to practice in Twin Cities studio. It's a far cry from the 1980s when Prince played the role of demanding drill sergeant at rehearsals that would stretch for hours. This time, guitarist Wendy Melvoin will handle the bulk of the lead vocals. I'm going to interpret them in my own little way, she said in a conference call with Coleman last week from Los Angeles. I'm not going to try to sound like Prince at all. She's not holding out for Prince to show up either. He's not really sentimental about anything, Melvoin said, including the group that disbanded in the late 1986 after touring in support of his second movie, Under the Cherry Moon. But he was quick to call Z's wife, Vicky, after the drummer's heart attack, as Coleman pointed out. He offered a lot of support and love to Bobby. I was going to move to Minneapolis for like a year. Yeah, I graduated, I was in class for 85, 86 at Callaway High in Jackson. And I graduated early. Even though I was in class for 86, I graduated a half semester early. Could have graduated a whole year early, but I wanted to still be a part of my class. And so I would be working for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises. And I already had a plan that I'd transfer and work at a store up there and go to school. And I knew that Paisley Port Studios was being built, and I was looking forward to maybe working and doing some writing and recording, too, at Paisley Port Studios. But I had a change of heart. My mother had already gave me permission. And there's a lot of theaters. See, I've always been interested in film and theater and acting and in front of the camera and behind the scenes, because I also was on the production team at my high school with the drama club. I was on the production team, not on stage, but behind the scenes. And so there's a lot of theaters in the Minneapolis area. And so my mother already gave me permission to move up there for at least a year. But I had a change of heart and decided to attend a community college here in the metropolitan area. And, you know, I've always been focused on business and sales and marketing and fashion. So that's pretty much what I was thinking about doing up there, like going to a university up there and working and whatever. But pretty much I was just going to transfer to a store and work at a store there and work on my talent. And also working with my one of my inspirations. But like I said, I had a change of heart and decided to study sales and marketing and fashion, merchandising, retail management and design here in the metropolitan area. And before graduating, I got a boyfriend and got pregnant and baby passed away, and just life went on. So I always wanted to go to Minneapolis or whatever, but I had an opportunity to go by mother's blessing when I was a teenager, but I didn't. So I'm just sharing little tidbits of my little story. But again, I love that Andre Simone song. I knew that you all wanted to hear that song again because I wanted to hear it again. That is an awesome song. And here's another song that I play often, but some of you all are new. And I have so many songs prepared to play. But for some reason, I could not get the songs that I had to play, print songs from past, present, especially past. For some reason, I cannot get these songs out of my library to upload into my switchboard so I can play it on the show. So hopefully next weekend when we spotlight Prince and MPG, I'll be able to play those songs. So I'm looking forward to some new Prince music also. I know he's been working on a lot of new music. I know his protégés definitely have been working on new music. So I think that's awesome. Shout out to my friends in Australia. Thank you for this.
Brother, stop at you before she starts. Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Thank you.
Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Chicago, a residency show starts September 24th, 25th, and 26th. Prince and MPG. You get a chance to see Lisa Philip, Rillo Deese, Shelby J, Shelby Johnson Allen, Maceo, and many others. Those of you that are attending the show, and many of you have seen this, Prince perform many times, and some are first timers. So enjoy. I'm looking forward when they come down south also, and maybe. If a show is booked for Paisley Park, because I would love to attend a show at Paisley Park. I can see it now. I've always, I would love it. Culture Shock Entertainment presents, or Culture Shock Entertainment and so on presents Prince. I would love to be a promoter, a co-promoter of a Prince show. And it's not something new. It's something that I've always dreamt of as a little girl. But what was I about to say? Oh, yeah, I did. My friend June and I, who I wish happy birthday to earlier, she and I did plan to go to a Prince concert in 2008 in Tampa. It was a concert in preparation for going overseas, I think, for a tour. But Prince had to cancel that concert in Tampa, Florida, in like 08, due to, he had to have I know it wasn't rumor, but I'd like to say rumor and allege. He had to have knee surgery. Remember you all when he had to have knee surgery? And so he canceled that so he could have surgery. So that was 2008, June. We and I was going to go see him in Tampa. And I had been networking with him, I tell you, like in 96. And they came to Jackson on August the 20th and came to Dallas on my birthday in 1997. I was a newlywed, and many of you know that my marriage quickly didn't work out, and I'm still working on getting divorced. But I had an opportunity to go to the concert, VIP package, and everything. But my new husband at the time, even though he knew how much I wanted to attend the concert, he was like, "No, you're not going to that concert." So that was a concert on my birthday in Dallas, Texas that I missed. So that's why I said that, and I've always thought that way, that when it happens, and if it happens, when I do get an opportunity to work directly with friends or we meet in person, then it'll just be a work of act, in destiny. Some things you don't make happen. Some things you work hard to make happen. But some things, God knows what's best, and there's a time and place for everything, And like I said, some of my friends have been saying, your life is short. You better fly to Chicago. If the opportunity opened up, and I don't have a disposable income to fly to Chicago. But if the opportunity arose and I feel that it's the right time and for me to fly to Chicago or drive to Chicago, I would. But I know that Prince and MPG are also working on dates for this region. And also I would love to see the performance in Minneapolis. So, But I want to hear everybody else's stories and keep me updated so I can do my part of spreading the word to all of our friends in the purple world and the purple nation. And speaking of the nation, who that nation? Oh, my God. I love Cam Newton. Cam, why did you have to do it to my Saints? We were doing so good in the first half. You all know I could. I was trying to go through the show just talking Prince and no sports. But, oh, my God. Yeah, the Saints lost to the Panthers, 35-27. But Miami beat Oakland, huh? And now we're doing wild card week for the MLB. And NHL, it's not a lockout, is it? I could have sworn I've seen reports where there's a NHL lockout. Or I know there have been rumors about a possible lockout, but no. And then speaking of Chicago, they're supposed to be voting, right, regarding if the teachers will be going back to work soon. I hope so. But I just wanted to talk about that, and we will be referring to Wikipedia right after this.
I got to do this. I got the noise. I got to do this.
workout song. And I did not finish the article regarding Bobby Z, because this is important. I really want to talk to you about. But he was quick to call Z's wife Vicky after the drummer's heart attack, as Coleman pointed out. He offered a lot of support and love to Bobby. And it talks about the this article talks about heart education and talks about the organization that Bobby Z and his wife created called MyPurpleHeart.org. Now, right when I began to read about the organization, it vanished from my screen. But visit the website, MyPurpleHeart.org. That is an organization regarding heart education created by Bobby Z and his wife. So people can understand the signs and symptoms of a potential heart attack, and also just to live a healthier lifestyle also. Trying to get this article back up so I can finish reading it, because it's very important regarding heart education and anything that's regarding improving our health, right? So there's a wealth of information to talk about. Like I said before, this is just the beginning of a series. I won't talk you Prince to death, but definitely with Prince bringing his concert series back to the States, it's important for us to stay up to date and in the know, and to talk with, to network with one another. We'd love to talk with some of you who are collectors, and especially cover bands. Real important. And like I said before, artists whom have worked with Prince before. And also, it would be good to talk with some of the infamous engineers who have worked with Prince also. Again, Bob Rifkin, known as Bobby Z, can explain the ins and outs of heart disease. In fact, my mother was diagnosed with heart disease in 05, and I'm always concerned. When I was too slim, I was concerned about my heart, and that I'm focusing on dropping these pounds, you know, concerned about my heart. But you can be a picture of health. But you still have to live healthy and make sure your cholesterol is at a normal level, and watch your high blood pressure. In fact, he formed MyPurpleHeart.org to help raise awareness about heart health. And education was a part of the reunion. And Bobby Z figures he's already made a difference. His older brother, Los Angeles record producer David Z, decided to get a checkup after Bobby's hospitalization. He had identical clogs, Bobby said, and triple bypass surgery. And when Z described his symptoms on a Twin Cities radio show, it resonated with a woman who was listening. Her mother was having some heavy feelings in her arm. Z said they took her in and scheduled a triple bypass and saved her life. See, he chose the name My Purple Heart because of the Vikings as well as Prince. No disrespect to the military, he said. Those guys died for theirs. Mine comes from keeping the beat. If people identify me from Prince and Revolution and as a heart attack survivor, then it's My Purple Heart. In this past December in 2011, Z spoke at an American Heart Association gala in front of perhaps 1,000 people. Since his hospitalization, he has gotten himself in the best shape in a long time. He hits the gym, the treadmill, and occasionally the drum kit. Z's main job is running a record label, CCE, which has put out projects by Alexander Neal, Sounds of Black, Shannon Kerfman, and others. Also last fall, Z hatched the idea for a revolutionary reunion, which we were talking about, which did happen in this past February at First Avenue. This is me talking. He says fans are coming from Korea, Indonesia, England, and Belgium. He went on to say they will get to see special guests, and they did, because this event has already happened, including guitarist Dez Dickerson. I posted a couple of videos from Dez, and he resides in Nashville. That's been his long-time place of residence, who played with the Purple One from 79 to 83, and saxophonist Eric Leeds, who joined Prince in 87, Questlove, drummer for The Roots, and hardcore fan of Prince and Revolution, offered a post-revolution DJ set. What was the revolution's contribution to Prince's music? It really was the idea of mixing up styles, said Coleman, who brought elements of classical, jazz, and soul we were able to really capture that and make a kind of crossover over concentrate. For that reunion, it happened this past February when Revolution was assisted by several former Purple staffers, including sound engineer Rod Cubby Colby, makeup artist Robin Lynch, and drum tech Brad Marsh. As for Prince's view of that reunion, Z simply said that he's been supportive and great about it. It's a big deal that he's letting this happen. He owns the band's name. He's totally invited. First Avenue is his house, and we're just house-sitting. He can come, and I think he knows the material. You can tweet John Brim, who is, again, is an awesome journalist with the Star Tribune there in Minneapolis. Just amazing. The only non-Prince-related song I'll play during this broadcast would be Moments of Love, Art of Noise, which I would do right now, and then we're going to talk more in depth regarding the history of Prince and the bands that he's worked with. Moments in Love, a snippet of Moments in Love. That's a nearly 10-minute song. And we want to talk more about Prince before we run out of time. I'm looking at Wikipedia, and I know I have many of you who are Prince historians, but then there are those who want to know a little bit more about Prince. Some people only listen to the music. Some people really want to listen to Prince music and pay more attention. But, you know, there's this Prince Army, Purple Nation. We feel like we know everything it is to know, but we really don't. We are always educating one another every day, every minute. And I love networking with my various Purple friends and different on and offline and the awesome Facebook groups that I'm a part of. There are so many awesome groups and from around the world, and we just have a blast because our commonality is Prince and the Minneapolis Sound. But I'm looking at Wikipedia, which you all know I love to refer to when we're profiling a certain topic or person. Of course, his birth name is Prince Rogers Nelson, and he's also known as Jamie Starr, Christopher Tracy, Alexander Nevermind, Joey Coco. The symbol, the artist formerly known as Prince, the artist. His birthday is June the 7th. He's 54 right now. He's born in Minneapolis. The genres that he's known for are funk, R&B, rock, pop, new wave, Minneapolis sound, and pop. You know, just play our noise. But, you know, who out there loves Madhouse? Raise your hands. Speaking of Eric Leeds, Madhouse, oh, my God, I love me some Madhouse. Occupations, musician, multi-instrumentalist, arranger, composer, songwriter, record producer, dancer, actor, instruments, vocals, guitar, bass guitar, piano, keyboard, synthesizer, clavinet, drums, percussion, saxophone, harmonica, Linn drum. Years active since 76 to now. Other labels, Warner Brothers, Paisley Park, MPG, EMI, Columbia, and Africa. Also Associated X, Revolution, Wendy and Lisa, the New Power Generation, Sheila E., Vanity Six, Apollonia Six, Maserati, The Family, 94 East, Madhouse, Prince Rogers Nelson, June 7, 1958, is American singer, songwriter, musician, and actor. He has produced 10 platinum albums and 30 top 40 singles during his career. He established his own I had seen a breaking news regarding the weather here in Jackson. Excuse me for pausing. He established his own recording studio. Yeah, I was just looking at, excuse me, but I don't see a sign of bad weather, but I was seeing some kind of message regarding bad weather here. He established his own recording studio and label, writing, self-producing, and playing most or all of the instruments on his recordings. That's something that I've always loved. He and Diana Ross, when I was a little girl, the fact that they wrote and produced, Donna Summer, she wrote and produced most of her material. Prince, all of his material. Are all of the instruments on his recordings. In addition, he has been a talent promoter for the careers of Sheila E., Carmen Electra, The Time, Vanity Six, and his songs have been recorded by these artists and others, including Chaka Khan, The Bangles, Sinead O'Connor, and even Kim Basinger. He also has several hundred unreleased songs in his vault. If you network with me on Facebook, I share a picture from Paisley Park Studios' Facebook page, and I mentioned that allegedly also where the vault is housed also, which is not a rumor, you know. It is a known fact that Prince has so much music. And unreleased songs in his vault. Born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Prince developed an interest in music at an early age, writing his first song at age 7 after recording songs with his cousin's band, 94 East. I have that album in vinyl. But I lost a lot of my stuff, and that collector's piece, I don't think I have some more 94 East, but a special vinyl album I have, I lost it or something. I won't go in detail. That's for another show. 17-year-old Prince recorded several unsuccessful demo tapes before releasing his debut album for you in 78. His 79 album, Prince, went platinum due to the success of singles Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad, and I Wanna Be Your Lover. I've posted that and tweeted that song out, that video out today. His next three records, Dirty Mind, 1980, Controversy, 1981, and 1992, continued his success, showcasing Prince's trademark of prominently sexual lyrics and incorporation of elements of funk, dance, and rock music. In 1984, he began referring to his backup band as The Revolution and released the album Purple Rain, which served as the soundtrack to his film about the same name. After releasing the albums Around the World in a Day, 1985, and Parade, 1986, The Revolution disbanded and Prince released a critically acclaimed double album, Sign of the Times, 1987. I remember that. I was a student at Hines Community College, and that song was like a top, like just a blast. I mean, I just loved it. Oh, my God. I love that album. Oh, and on that album, Prince shouts out to me on the liner notes. Look at the liner notes, and you will see To Beth and the Cohorts. So I was so happy when I saw that. In the liner notes, you can't miss it. Read the liner notes, you'll see. He released three more solo albums before debuting the New Power Generation band in 1991, which saw him changing his stage name to an unpronounceable symbol known as the Love Symbol. In 1994, he began releasing new albums at a faster pace to remove himself from contractual obligations to Warner Brothers, releasing five records in a span of 2 years before signing to Arista Records in 98. In 2000, he began to refer to himself as Prince once again. He has released 13 albums since the beginning of the 21st century, including his latest 2010, released in 2010. And so I am so blessed to have a copy. I had two copies of 2010. One of my friends in the UK sent me a couple copies. So I thank you, my friend. Prince has a, you know who you are. Prince has a wide vocal range and is known for his flamboyant stage presence and costumes. His releases have sold over 80 million copies worldwide. He has won 7 Grammy Awards, a Golden Globe, and an Academy Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, the first year he was eligible. Rolling Stone has ranked Prince number 27 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. Prince's music has been influenced by rock, R&B, soul, funk, rap, blues, new wave, electronica, disco, psychedelica, folk, jazz, and pop. His artistic influences include Sly and the Family Stone, Parliament, Funkadelic, Joni Mitchell, The Beatles, Jenny Guitar Watson, Miles Davis, Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix, James Brown, Led Zeppelin, Marvin Gaye, The Isley Brothers, Duke Ellington, Curtis Mayfield, and Stevie Wonder. Prince pioneered the Minneapolis sound. I love the Minneapolis sound. A hybrid mixture of funk, rock, pop, R&B, and new wave that has influenced many other artists. Musicians. If you're a fan of the movie Graffiti Bridge, like I am, and also Purple Rain. Purple Rain, you see them in here, the Minneapolis sound. With Graffiti Bridge, you definitely see that Minneapolis sound vibe. So Prince Roger Nelson, like I stated before, was born June 7th in Minneapolis to his parents, John L. Nelson and Maddie Shaw. Prince's father was a pianist and a songwriter, and his mother was a jazz singer. Prince named after his father, his stage name was Prince Rogers. It's a wonder if Prince was his real name, and who performed for a jazz group called the Prince Rogers Trio. In 1991 interview for Current Affair, Prince's father said, "I named my son Prince because I wanted him to do everything I wanted to do." Prince's childhood nickname was Skipper. In a PBS interview, Prince told Tavis Smiley that he was epileptic and used to have seizures when he was young. During the interview, Prince also said that my mother told me one day, I walked into her and said, "Mom, I'm not going to be sick anymore." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Because an angel told me so." Prince's sister, Tyka, even, he used to call Tyka, awesome person to network with on Facebook, Tyka Nelson, was born in 60. She's 2 years Prince Jr. Both siblings developed a keen interest in music, and this was encouraged by their father. Prince wrote his future tune, Funk Machine, on his father's piano when he was 7. Prince was 10 Live streaming will stop in about a minute, but we'll continue on to share this bio with you all. And then we'll play a couple of songs and then conclude the show. Prince's parents then separated with Prince. Was 10 years old. Following the separation, Prince constantly switched homes. Sometimes he lived with his father and sometimes with his stepfather. Finally, he moved into the home of a neighbor, the Andersons, and befriended his son, Andre Anderson, who later became known as Andre Simone. See, that's Andre Simone for those of you who are wondering, well, who is Andre Simone and who I just played the new song, America, by Twice. That's Andre Simone. Prince and Anderson joined Prince's cousin, Charles Smith, in a band called Grand Central, while they were attending at Minneapolis Central High School. Smith was later replaced by Morris Day on the drums. Prince played piano and guitar for the band, which performed at clubs and parties in Minneapolis area. Grand Central later changed its name to Champagne and started playing original music influenced by Sly and the Family Stone. James Brown, Earth, Wind & Fire, Miles Davis, Parliament Funkadelic, Carlos Santana, Jimi Hendrix, and Todd Rundgren. Prince also played basketball in high school. Okay, speaking of musical beginnings, in 75, Pepper Willie, the husband of Prince's cousin, Chantel, formed the band 94 East with Marcy Ingvorstad and Christy Lazenberry. Willie hired Andre Simone and Prince to record tracks of 94 East. Those songs were written by Willie and Prince contributed guitar tracks. I love those songs. Prince also co-wrote with Willie the 94 East song, Just Another Sucker. The band recorded tracks, which later became the album Minneapolis Genius. The historic 1977 recordings. Prince also recorded but never released a song written by Willie, If You See Me, also known as Do Yourself a Favor. In 1995, Willie released the album 94 East featuring Prince, Symbolic Beginning, which included original recordings by Prince and Simone. In 97, Prince created a demo tape with producer Chris Moon in Moon's Minneapolis studio. Unable to secure a recording contract, Moon brought the tape to Minneapolis businessman Orrin Husney, Facebook friends with both those guys. Husney signed Prince at the age of 17 to a management contract and helped Prince create a demo recording at Sound 80 Studios in Minneapolis using producer-engineer David Z, Bobby Z's brother. The demo recording along with a Prince kit produced at Husney's ad agency resulted in interest from several record companies, including Warner Brothers, A&M Records, and Columbia Records. With the help of Husney, Prince signed a recording contract with Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers agreed to give Prince creative control for the three albums and ownership of the publishing rights. Husney and Prince then left Minneapolis and moved to Sausalito, California, where Prince's first album, For You, was recorded at Record Plant Studios. Subsequently, the album was mixed in Los Angeles and released on April 7, 1978. According to the For You album notes, Prince produced, arranged, composed, and played all 27 instruments on the recording. The album was written and performed by Prince, except the song Soft and Wet, which so many of us loved, right? I loved all the whole album, which had lyrics co-written by Moon. The cost of recording the album was twice Prince's initial advance. Prince used the Prince Music Company to publish his songs. Soft and Wet reached number 12 on the Hot Sub Singles chart and number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song Just Put Together, oh, I love that song, reached number 91 on the Hot Soul Singles chart. In 1979, Prince created a band which included Andre Simone on bass, Des Dickerson on guitar, Gail Chapman and Dr. Fink on keyboards, and Bobby Z on drums. Their first show was at the Capri Theater on January 5th, 79. Warner Brothers executives attended the show but decided that Prince and the band needed more time to develop his music. In October 79, Prince released a self-titled album, Yay! Prince, which was number 4 on the Billboard Top R&B Black Album Charts and number 22 on the Billboard 200. Went platinum. It contained two R&B hits, Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad and I Wanna Be Your Lover. I Wanna Be Your Lover sold over a million copies and reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 for the 2 weeks on the Hot Soul Singles Chart. Prince performed both these songs on January 26, 1980 on American Bandstand. On this album, Prince used, you know, Prince spelled backwards music, BMI. That was his publishing company. Controversy era, 1999 and the breakthrough of 1980 and 84. In 1980, Prince released the album Dirty Mind, which he recorded in his own studio. The album was certified gold, and the attended single Uptown reached number 5 on the Billboard Dance chart and number 5 on the Heart Soul Singles chart. Prince is also the opening act for Rick James' 1980 Fired Up Tour. I remember because I did want to go to the Prince. I became Prince pen pal like as soon as his first album came out. But even though my first concert was in 76, Parliament Funkadelic, I can go to the Prince and Rick James concert because of the... I went to the Parliament Funkadelic concert where weed and reefer was everywhere. But Rick James and Prince concert, you had to be of 18 or older to go to that concert when it came to Mississippi. But my God, I've seen Rick James every time he came to Jackson that decade. Every concert after that, Rick James. But Prince did not come back to Jackson until when I told you all he came to Jackson in 1997. But back to this important information. Prince was also the opening act for Rick James in 80. Prior to the tour, Dirty Mind contained sexually explicit material, including the title song Head and a song Sister. Oh, man, Sister was so controversial. In February 1981, Prince made his first appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing Party Up. I remember October 1981, Prince released the album Controversy. He played several dates in support of it. At first, one of the opening acts for the Rolling Stones, who were then on tour in the U.S., he began 1982 with a small tour of college towns, where he was the headlining act. The songs on Controversy were published by Controversy Music, ASCAP, a practice he continued into the Emancipation album in 96. In 81, Prince formed a side project called The Time. The band released 4 albums between 81 and 90, with Prince writing, performing most of the instrumentation and backing vocals, with lead vocals by Morris Day. Now, recently, they have been touring as the Original 7. Prince owns that name also at the time. In late 1982, Prince released his double album, 1999, which sold over 3 million copies. The title track was a protest against nuclear proliferation and became his first top 10 hit in countries outside the U.S. Prince's Little Red Corvette was one of the first 2 videos by a black artist played in heavy rotation on MTV along with Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. And, you know, Robert Pittman is a native of Mississippi, the creator of MTV, and someone I know also. The song Delirious also placed in the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The Revolution and Purple Rain, 1984-87. During this period, Prince referred to his band as The Revolution. The band's name was also printed in reverse on the cover of 1999 inside the letter I of the word Prince. The band consists of Lisa Coleman, Dr. Fink on keyboards, Bobby Z on drums, Brown Mark on bass, and Des Dickerson on guitar. Jill Jones, whom I've shared her videos, and I love networking with Jill. What's up, Jill? Jill Jones, a backup singer, was also part of the Revolution lineup for the 1999 Avenue tour. Following the 1999 tour, Dickerson left the group for religious reasons. In 03, book Possession, The Rise and Fall of Prince, author Alex Hahn says that Dickerson was reluctant to sign a 3-year contract and wanted to pursue other musical ventures. Dickerson was replaced by Wendy Melbourne, a childhood friend of Coleman. At first, the band was used partially in the studio, but this gradually changed during the mid-80s. Prince's 1984 album, Purple Rain, sold more than 13 million copies in the U.S. and spent 24 consecutive weeks at 1. On the Billboard 200 chart, the film of the same name won an Academy Award and grossed more than $80 million in the U.S. And then they showed a picture of Prince performing in Brussels during Hit and Run tour. And then songs in the film were hits on pop charts around the world, While Wind Does Cry and Let's Go Crazy reached number 1, and the title track reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. At one point in 84, Prince simultaneously had the number 1 album, single, and film in the U.S. It was the first time a singer had achieved this feat. Prince won an Academy Award for Best Original Score for Purple Rain, and the album is ranked 72nd Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. The album is included on the list of Time magazine's All-Time 100 Albums. At the tip of Gore, heard her 12-year-old daughter, Karina, listening to Prince's song, Darling Nikki. She found the Parents Music Resource Center. The center advocates the mandatory use of warning labels, parental advisory, explicit lyrics on the covers of records, and have been judged to contain language or lyrical content unsuitable for minors. The recording industry later voluntarily compiled this request. Of what is considered the 50-15, Prince compositions appear number one and two, with the fourth position occupied by his protege, Vanity. In 1985, Prince announced he would discontinue live performances and music videos at the release of his next album. His subsequent recording, Around the World a Day, had the number one spot on the Billboard 200 for 3 weeks. Love that album. In 86, his album Parade reached number 3 on the Billboard 200 and number 2 on the R&B charts. The first single, Kiss, with the video choreographed by Louis Falco, reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was originally written for a side project called Monty Riding. I love that band. The same year, the song Manic Monday was written by Prince and recorded by the Bangles, reached number 2 on the Hot 100 chart. The album Parade served as the soundtrack for Prince's second film, Under the Cherry Moon, which Prince directed and starred in the movie, which also featured Christian Scott Thomas. He received the Golden Raspberry Award for his efforts in acting and directing. In 86, Prince began a series of sporadic live performances called the Hit and Run Parade Tour. The European tour went to Europe in the summer and ended in September in Japan. After the tour, Prince abolished the Revolution, fired Wendy and Lisa, replaced by the Diva Sheila E. Brown Mark quit the band while keyboardist Dr. Fink remained. Prince then recruited new band members, Mikko Weaver on guitar, Atlanta Blakes on trumpet, Eric Leeds on saxophone, Bonnie Boyer on keyboards, and Levi Cesar Jr. on bass, and dancer Cat Glover. Love networking with Cat also. Cat is in Chicago. Bonnie Boyer, you know, she died many years ago. Solo again, Santa Times and Spiritual Rebirth, 1987 and 91. So it goes on to different phases, and we're like running out of time to talk about the different phases, the different periods and eras of Prince, but we'll continue that next weekend when we discuss Prince then, past, present, and future, because our time is running short, and we'll complete talking about the different eras of Prince from that era to right now, the current era. So we're going to talk about I should have my music prepared, my other music. Solo Again, Sign of Times and the Spiritual Rebirth from 1987 and 91 next week, and talk about that era to the present era of Prince and the MPG. Because some of you probably want to know more information regarding the concert. Welcome to Chicago. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster and Live Nation. It's the Prince Welcome to Chicago is part of, it's presented by Live Nation. So you visit Ticketmaster, also Songkick. Sign up on Songkick to be updated regarding Prince and other favorite concert tours also. Pretty good site. But there is a Facebook page called Welcome to Chicago, for those of you who know. I don't know how the ticket sales are really going. I know they're going good. Probably the more expensive tickets are the ones that are available. But who am I? I need to check also so I can relate you all, some of you, with the message. But you can visit the website to check out. I'm on Facebook now seeing what's going on Facebook. I'm going to the page, to the Welcome to Chicago page. And if you've ever seen the advertisement for that concert, if you're in Chicago area, I know you have. I love that advertisement. It's similar to the same Welcome to America advertisement, but it reminds me of Chris Angel, his commercials when he had the My Freak show and promoting his talent. I love Prince's promo for his show. Super, super amazing. Let's see. I know I'm not trying to out, but I have a lot of fun stuff posted. Maserati information regarding Prince. Welcome to Chicago residency. And let's talk about the organization that Prince is working with in Chicago. So I'm waiting for this info to come up. Many of you already know. Some stuff I already have in my mind, but I don't like to say anything that I don't anything wrong. So I'm getting this information pulled up so I can be sure to be accurate. 9 times out of 10, I'll be accurate with what I'm saying, just from my memory. But I like to read some things just directly to you, as is. And shout out to Guitar Center also. Yesterday my class was canceled. I was tardy. Usually the class starts around 10:15, 10:20, so 10. The other students, classmates, did not attend. So when I made their letter 10:30, class had been canceled. But they're going to combine yesterday's class and next Saturday's class together. Okay, Prince announces Welcome to Chicago Residency. I'm looking in Prince.org. You know, the unofficial Prince website. I just created a new profile. My new profile is called the Shock Bat, KULTRESHOK Bat. And my old name is Beth Levin. But this is in Prince.org, and some of you have already seen this and know this info. There's more detailed info also on Facebook. Prince announces Welcome to Chicago Residency. Following similar stints in New York City and Los Angeles, Prince will descend on Chicago for a multi-date residency at the United Center. The amply titled Welcome to Chicago will begin on September the 24th and marks his first shows in the city since 2004. The residency will also be used to support Rebuild the Dream, the organization founded by Van Jones that seeks to build vibrant communities to fix our community, our economy from ground up. On site at the United Center, Prince and Rebuild Dream will offer opportunities to learn about, support, and take part in rebuilding vibrant and sustainable communities, socially conscious businesses, tech startups, entrepreneurs, and other innovators will offer specific tools that individuals and communities can use to improve the economic situation in the short as well as long term. So the tickets did go on sale on September the 6th, and it's near that time. There's going to be additional shows announced in other cities. We have to keep our ears and eyes open, but as of now, Prince will be performing at the United Center 24th, 25th, and 26th. He and the MPG keeping it and making it funky. So remember, tomorrow, The View, you can check out their website if you don't believe me. It's already confirmed on their website. I initially found out from one of my Facebook friends that we whom we belong in the same Facebook Prince group. And it's confirmed on The View's website. Check out ABC The View. And it's your Prince picture. He will be appearing on The View. Rosario Dawson, who's a friend of Prince's, also will be on there. So check it out. If you won't, I mean, if you know, so if you're not a Prince fan, then tell someone you know is a Prince fan, a TiVo, a DVR, or something if you can't watch it online or on TV. But I just wanted to share that. So it's time to conclude the show. This is just to get the conversation started. So we have other presentations, and I look forward. Thank you to those of you in the chat room. Thank you to my number one fan, Will Perez, for calling in. And you all be sure to call in and promote your events, and especially your Prince events and your Prince folk parties and your purple parties and all that good stuff. And next week, share with us your experience and preparing for the Prince concerts in Chicago. That would be fun to hear. And I'll be sharing more info also regarding Prince and MPG, Prince past, present, and future. But again, you can go ahead and follow at Prince_MPG. And also, you know, you can network with Lisa Rillo, Deez, Shelby J, Maceo Parker. They're all on Facebook. If they have reached their friend capacity, most of the time they have fan pages. So like their fan pages also. But again, thank you for tuning in to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Reports. It's been a blast, and I'm just all giddy and excited, just like you. Thank you, my international friends. We'll do our best to keep you all updated and informed regarding all things Prince and MPG and Prince. Protege is also like his longtime love, Bria Valente and Allie and just many others. Just so important to stay in the know of what's actually going on. Let's see. I really want to play some more songs like Adore, The Two Are in Love. So hopefully I can get those songs out of that library so I can upload them and play them for you. I really feel like ending the show again, even though I have more Prince songs. I think I'm going to conclude the show again because some of you might have missed it with Andre Simone's America. That's an awesome song, is it not? I think we might play a little bit more Prince, too. Here's Prince. Awesome. Played again for those of you that might have missed it or wanted to hear that again by Captain Cadillac, SoundCloud friend. I Would Die For You remix. Again, thank you for tuning in online or by phone, chatting with those that came into the chat room. I guess they just, enjoying themselves in the chat room. And again, thank you for your support. I feel that the delivery of this presentation could have been better, but I think we got a lot of info out of it also. I know I've had a good time. That I just feel that way because I wanted to play certain songs that I didn't get a chance to upload out of my library onto the switchboard so I could share with you all. But at least I got this new one out. Andre Simone was able to play this new tune by Andre Simone America, which is inspired by the president. And all of sales are benefiting the president also. I know. We're all working together, right? I'm a big fan of the president. I love Andre Simone. I love his songs. So I bought that, downloaded his song. So I recommend you get the song also because it's an awesome song. But here it is again, and I thank you again for your support. We're reaching 95K views. Isn't it something? Won't be long before we reach 100,000 views. And I thank you so much, okay, as we continue to properly develop the show for the Shark Entertainment Report. Still getting used to being able to broadcast more than 30, 45 minutes and have unlimited space to present audio PSAs. And you guys that want to advertise, be sure to contact blogtalkradio.com and I also. Okay? But again, I thank you. Big shout out to those Cowboys in Seattle. I need to see what's going on with that game. And until tomorrow morning, we'll talk with you, spend some time with you then, God willing. And thank you for checking out the shows that you, like if you don't get a chance to listen live, the shows that you do get a chance to check out that have been previously broadcast, consider our archive shows. Every show ever broadcast since March 21st is available right here at blogtalkradio.com/ Cut the Shark Inc. -Bat, KULTRESHOKENT -Bat. And follow me on Pinterest, pinterest.com. Prince band members, if you're listening, you all should get a Pinterest page. So you can, Pinterest would be just right for Prince and MPG. But if you guys are not following me on Pinterest, please do. Pinterest.com/ KULTRESHOKBATH. Okay? And again, I thank you for your support and your love. And until next time, God bless. And here's a big hug. Thank you. Here's Andre Simone again, America. You've been listening to Weekend Edition, Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. B. True.